Good morning. 7:40 a.m. on August 1st, 2014. It's been a while. Too long, really, but and Armando tells me 17:52 on the first mile. Not too surprised. I have cranked back the pace to 115 beats. I figured if I started out at 125 today, I'd be crippled tomorrow, so I've pulled it back. It's just barely chugging along. I feel kind of sluggish. I keep rushing it. 115 may be too slow. So yeah, July was kind of a waste. June was kind of a waste. My therapist has been very helpful. And what she pointed out to me was that while the world was collapsing around me, with my daughter in psych wards and my wife having serious issues with work, I still pretty much maintained up until the end there. And then things just sort of fell apart. The younger daughter is doing much better. The wife is home on long-term disability. She'll be home for the next, I don't know how many months. And it's difficult to work with everybody in the house. The noise and distraction level is very high. And in spite of the fact that she's home all the time, I still have to do almost all the outside contact work. So for example, we've painted the house, we've had exterminators in, there's new awnings coming. They should have been here this week, probably be here next week. And while she did take care of painters, I've had to deal with all the rest. And it's a distraction. It's frustrating. There's also an adjustment made in my meds. We've reversed that. I've been on the original level of meds for about a week now. And it's working out. It's working better. I'm sleeping more. And I think that's helpful. I didn't last night, but it's all right. We'll get there. So the challenge now is to get back on schedule. I've got a book due with the editor on September 1st. That book will be Cape Grace. And my goal is 5,000 words a day for the rest of the month, or until the book is done. Noisy vehicles, and I was coming up behind a couple of dog walkers. I didn't want to be that guy who walks around the neighborhood talking to himself and punching the air and all the rest. Somebody has posted a political statement. The Lincoln Club of Colorado. I wonder what that's about. So we've been pestered. I suspect everybody in the country has pestered by political calls. The alleged survey calls.
Morning.
Good morning. Our conservative member of Congress has been funding these what alleged to be surveys, but are really nothing more than bash ads. You go through and you answer a few questions. If the re-election were held today, did you vote in the last election? Democrat, Republican? Now, let me tell you all these things about Mark Udall. Horrendous, horrible things that Mark Udall has done. Is that more or less likely to make you vote for him? I think they were quite upset with me because I kept saying more likely, more likely, more likely. There are a couple things like, no, that's not going to make any difference. But most of it was more likely, more likely. Then they got to the end and they started with the demographic questions. And I said, wait a minute. You're asking me all these questions about Mark Udall. You're not going to ask me anything about Cory Gardner? No, it's not on our survey. Okay. Well, put me down as more likely. Because this is just crap. That's the thing about the surveys. Even the best ones. No, that's not true. The best ones do it right. The best ones ask a question. It's got a single item. A simple thing. It doesn't have 17 predicates and clauses, some of which are contradictory, and ask you whether you agree or disagree. And even if you agree with some of it, there's pieces of it you don't agree with. It's like, I'm not gonna agree with this, no. I don't agree with this, no. And some of it is, some of it's useful. Some of it I don't have any problem with, some of it I'm vehemently opposed to. You string it all together in such a way that A, it doesn't make any sense on its face, B, you can't agree with some of it, you have to agree with all of it, and I don't agree with all of it. So it gets a little fuzzy. Generally, those are the ones that have the so-and-so voted for this and such, causing this thing to happen. Really? Have you got any data to support that that vote caused this? I don't think so. So anyway, well, we've been getting a lot of those. Also, I get a call every day now, every single day, from people offering Microsoft support for my machine that is spamming the internet with malicious viruses. Dude. They've at least stopped saying they have my IP address because they don't. Started calling it my Windows license number, so I've asked him to tell me what that is. Yesterday I had a great time with the guy. who asked me to sit down in front of my computer and to do a few things. So I sat down in front of my computer and did a few things, and nothing that he'd said to do worked exactly the way he wanted it to. And he was becoming very frustrated. And the more frustrated he became, the more amused I was. No, sir, if you had done it this way, it should show this on your screen. No. I'm sorry, there's one piece of crucial information that you're missing. You could hear the disbelief in his voice. Really, sir? Yeah. You didn't ask me what machine I'm using. What machine are you using? I use Linux. But your keyboard has a Windows icon. Well, yeah, of course. You can't buy a PC these days without a Windows icon on the keyboard. Well, I stripped Windows off it years ago. It's Linux. So I'm pretty sure you're not getting viruses from me, from this machine. Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sir. We are only offering support on Windows computers. I'm heartbroken. Goodbye. That's almost as much fun as the guy who called and asked me what the left bottommost key was on my keyboard. And it turns out it's a G6. The key is labeled G6. And that's because I have 6 programmable game function keys down the left-hand side of my new mechanical keyboard. And so when I said that, he was like, "No, sir. You're left on your keyboard, in front of your computer. Yes. The bottom left-hand side. Yes. What is the key? What's the label on the key? G6. That's impossible, sir. No, not at all. I'll send you a picture if you want. It's G6. Well, do you take me for an idiot? And then he started swearing. He swore for a good 30 seconds, calling me names. I kept laughing. It wasn't very inventive, I'll give him that. The other night was one, and he said he was from Microsoft support, and I said, "Oh, thank God." He said, "What?" And I said, "You guys haven't called me yet today. I was beginning to think you didn't love me anymore." He said, "What?" I said, You guys haven't called me yet today. I thought you didn't love me anymore. Call you yet today? Yeah, I get a call from one of you guys about every single day. Click. Sometimes I just short with them. "I'm sorry, I don't have time to play with you today," and hang up. At least the credit lady has stopped calling, or at least Kathy from customer relations has stopped calling, offering me, telling me it's the last chance for me to lower my interest rate on my credit card debt. Now it's somebody else, but it's the same message over and over. But they don't call every day anymore. They call maybe once a month. I'm just thinking, you know, of all the calls that come to the home phone, fully 90% of them, maybe more, are calls I really don't care about. They're surveillance. The ones that have you do a customer, a consumer survey, consumer goods survey, and then offer you a chance to win a all expenses paid trip to the Bahamas or something. Can we put you down for that? No. Excuse me? No. Not interested. Because what I found out was that what they're doing is they're taking advantage of a loophole in the do not call list. Because you're allowed to call if you have an existing business relationship. So if you do a survey and give them your ID on the survey, then you have an existing relationship. And the way I realized that was that I kept getting these survey calls, and then the next week I would be, oh, guess what? You won. Really? No, thanks. Because it's never all expenses paid. It's never free. But then they keep calling. It's like, please don't call me again. Ever. So the house has been painted. It looks good. We've got the new awnings coming. We've been sprayed for wasps. The lawn is filling in most of the places. The place where it's usually lush and full is turning brown, which is a little squirrely. We've had cold, rainy weather, and I do have new boots. Wow. 18 minutes on the second half. Well, I guess I know what 115 beats is. I'm probably going to stay at 115 beats for a few days. It does feel slow, but my hips are telling me that I've engaged in some unaccustomed activity. But so it goes. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.